You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Planned Parenthood says its decision to leave the federal Title X program could affect health care for millions of Americans, and that includes over 42,000 here in Michigan. The group announced it is leaving the program rather than comply with new Trump administration rules that prohibit groups from providing abortion referrals to patients. Here with us now is Lori Carpentier, who's president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Michigan. Lori, just to get everyone on the same page, Title X has been around since around 1970. Exactly what is Title X?
Yeah, there's a lot of confusion about what this program is and does. It was what I would say might be the best thing that President Nixon ever did in a very bipartisan vote that was nearly unanimous. They created this program that augments and pays providers who will see patients to offer them routine preventative health care, including birth control. So if you are a recipient of funding in this way, you agree to follow a set of rules that are frankly pretty onerous that allow patients to access the care on a sliding fee scale. And in the state of Michigan, the state then, through their Title X funds, reimburses us for expenses that are related to providing that care. And it's basically a supplemental pot of money that allows us to augment what patients pay out of pocket, what we might get from Medicaid or other health insurances to close the gap for care. And it allows some people who are very low income to actually pay nothing.
Lori, tell us more about why Planned Parenthood is choosing to leave Title X.
I think this is, you know, a narrative that has gone sideways. Planned Parenthood has a very specific and high standard of medical care. We follow all of the kind of standards of care that are set out for preventative reproductive and sexual health care. Withholding information from patients is absolutely in direct conflict with appropriate health care. No other situation would we think it was okay to tell healthcare providers that they had to withhold information that the healthcare provider deemed appropriate and necessary for their patients in decision making. So imagine, if you will, that we had a program that paid folks to see healthcare patients. And because the powers that be of that program were people that adhered to the tenets of Jehovah's Witnesses, that we said, we're not going to allow you to talk to patients about the need for blood or blood products or blood transfusions, because that's in keeping with what we believe religiously. We think this is exactly the same thing. The Trump and Pence administration, and I include Vice President Pence because I think this is really his ideology, are saying, because we are not comfortable with abortion care, and because we don't like the work that Planned Parenthood does, we're going to create a set of rules which takes care out of the hands of poor people to serve our political means and our religious belief system. And we think that is wrong. And we wonder when or if a patient follows the advice that is incomplete, that is given under the guise of this program, and they run into a healthcare outcome that is negative, who will be responsible for the malpractice? In our view, that's what this rule does. It asks our healthcare providers to function in a way that is not in keeping with standard of care and would subject them to medical malpractice.
All right, let's talk about here in Michigan, Lori. How much money are we talking about? How much of your budget depends on Title X funding?
It's $4.3 million of our just over $22 million budget, you know, approaching 21%.
Okay. So what will the loss of this $4.3 million mean for patients and to the clinics and the health services that you offer?
Well, frankly, Cynthia, I like the way you just put that question, because folks like to talk about defunding Planned Parenthood as if it's going to be our organization that is disadvantaged by this action. We need to reset that frame and make it absolutely clear that it is not Planned Parenthood who is being defunded. It is the poor men, women, and young people around the state who have relied on Planned Parenthood health services for this amount of time. And I should note that in the state of Michigan, Planned Parenthood affiliates or various affiliates in the state have been part of the Title X program since its inception. We have been the backbone of this program. We are one of 30 recipients of the grant, but we take care of about 70% of the patients in the program. So we have made this work out in ways that are pretty unique. We have combined these public dollars with private philanthropy to augment that. And we have a robust billing practices so that when people do access the care and have access to either Medicaid or their insurance or some other commercial insurance, we bill for that, we get reimbursed for those services, and we plow that reimbursement back into the program. I'm very, very proud of the fact that in 2017, the state of Michigan gave us $4.3 million of their federal Title X funding, and we turned that into a program that was worth $11.2 million. The auditor that came to us said, "You turned straw into gold for us."
Lori, after word broke of Planned Parenthood leaving Title X, the president of the pro-life group Americans United for Life, Catherine Glenn Foster, called it, and I'm quoting her here, a great day for women's health in America. And she predicted, again quoting, women who need true health care will have their needs met by authentic and eager health care providers. What health care alternatives are there for the low-income people in Michigan who've been relying on PPM clinics?
Those quotes are happening all over the place, and they're laughable. If you look at the list of alternative providers that have been put out by the administration, some of them have included ludicrous things like food banks and podiatrists. A significant proportion of the people that have been put on the alternative care list don't even do reproductive health care or family planning. We know that in the state of Michigan, for more than a decade, Planned Parenthood has been deprioritized for this funding. Meaning that if other bona fide providers of this care with the ability to do it stepped forward and responded to the request for proposals and asked for the funding, they would get to chew the apple before we do. And with that deprioritization, because we offer abortion services, we're already deprioritized. The state gives the money to others first, and then we get what's left. Even with that, we are 70% of the program. It seems to me that that is about as much evidence as we need, the fact that there is not folks that are going to step up. Most of the providers in this program in the state of Michigan are local public health departments that do good work. Some of them may, in fact, try to expand their capacity and take some of the care that we have been providing. But a large public health department program, family planning program, serves between 1,000 and 1,200 people. We're talking about those providers absorbing 42,000 people. The idea that they're going to be able to just take this over is absolutely untrue. It's untrue at the national level, and it is especially untrue at the state level. And I would also point out that while all of these folks are running around saying they can go elsewhere, I wonder where it is that it figures in that patients ought to have the autonomy to choose the healthcare provider that they think meets their needs best. So people have been choosing Planned Parenthood when they have had possibly other alternatives, and they still choose Planned Parenthood. But there are also places where we are the only game in town. In those places, if we no longer have this level of funding, some people, the most poor among our Michigan residents, will go without.
Lori Carpentier, President, CEO of Planned Parenthood of Michigan. Thanks for being with us on Stateside.
We appreciate the effort.